please sit. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you. So as we celebrate this solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, the New Year Mass, it's good to start the new year with blessing. Blessing from God. It's good that we acknowledge each other. It's good that we pat each other at the back and say, well done. It's good that parents bless their children. We know among the 10 commandments, one of them was the one that has a blessing attached, that a blessing attached. Honor father and mother, so that your days may be long in the land. You see? That's why when a man has seen a woman after his heart that he wants to marry, or a woman has seen a man after her heart that she wants to get married, you know, they often ask for the blessing of parents. Am I right? Yes. Daddy, give me your blessing. Mommy, give me your blessing. It is important. That daddy's blessing, that mommy's blessing is important. So it's good. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord allow his face to shine upon you. Think about that. If the Lord's face shines upon you, wow, that is great. That is marvelous. So as the Lord allows his face to shine upon you, as the Lord allows his face to shine upon us, so also we make sure, we ensure that the blessings we have received from God, that through us, our brothers, that through us, our sisters, that through us, our neighbors, that through us, our community members, and so on and so forth, we also benefit from that blessing. And the greatest blessing from God is the gift of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Son of God took flesh and was born on Christmas Day, the Lord has allowed his face to shine upon us and forever. The Lord is good. And all the time. And that's why today, as we begin the new year in the secular world, not in the church, because our own new year is almost a month old. You remember? Our own new year in the church, you know, is already about a month old. The first Sunday of Advent is the church's new year. Maybe that one we don't celebrate with pomp and pageantry. Yes. So in the year, we have many new years. As I reflected that day, we have the church's new year, we have the secular new year, we have the Chinese new year, we have the Frankston new year, we have different new years. Well, it's called to celebrate. And today, as we celebrate January, so there's a special feast or solemnity on that, solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. Because when she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. What she conceived, he was the second person of the Blessed Trinity. as the Council of Ephesus decreed. So that's why we are acknowledging her. Though created by God, but through a mysterious way, ordained by God, the second person of the Trinity, took flesh in the womb of Mary. So she is special. And we today recognize her. That we are celebrating Christmas. We are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because she said yes to God. So we are celebrating her yes. And as we celebrate her yes, we also remember the many yeses we have said or made to God. The Lord is good. Are you with me? So I invite you to turn to the person nearest to you. Anyone it is, it may be your wife or your husband or your daughter or your friend or whatever, you don't know him even, just turn to him and her and say, with smile on your face, not with stony face, not with joy coming from your heart. Say to him or her, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord is good? Let's go. Please don't say it together. Allow one person to say it to you, and you look at him or her, and then you say it to the other person. Okay? Not together. Go on. Look for somebody and say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. You look at the person, not at the side, not the person is there, you say, may the, look at the person from the heart. Okay. All right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. Then repeat to me.
May the Lord bless and keep you.
Amen. Okay, good. Yes. It is important that we acknowledge people, that we wish people good, that we see the goodness in people. When I give marriage instruction to people preparing for in a marriage, I often, one of the great big assignment I give them, very big assignment. You bring pen and paper and you write 4 things you like about your spouse to be. 4 things. And then you say it to the person. After that, you exchange it, you exchange the paper, and they'll see, oh, he say I'm honest. Okay. He say, oh, I'm generous. Okay, this. After seeing it, I say, okay, now, say it to the person. Say it to the person. And after that, I say, okay, now, write one area you want the person to improve. One. Only one. Because it is important that even when you want to correct somebody, when you're not happy with somebody, that you first of all say, you are good in this, you are good in that, you are excellent here, but I think this side, not only, wow. And I remember there was an advice a priest gave one day. I was in that mass. It was something celebrating, there was a celebration with married couples. Then he said something, and that thing just stuck on my head. He said, wow, spouses, when they are not happy with each other, mind what you say to the other, because you will still live under the same roof. Are you with me? Does that make sense? And I said, yeah, that's the point here. So because of that, when you're very angry and you want to, say all those negative swell, just hold it here, hold it here, and just take a deep breath. It will surprise you that the next thing that will come out of your mouth will be better than what you wanted to say before. So as we celebrate this Mass, we pray for God's blessing, and we pray that the new year will be one of blessing, one of peace, one of hope, one of reconciliation through Christ our Lord. And may the Blessed Mother continue to intercede for us through Christ our Lord. The Lord is good, and all the time.